This is WSKG News. The future of Elmira's first arena is in jeopardy. A proposed sale might not happen because of a disagreement between Chemung County's industrial development arm and the city of Elmira. WSKG's Gabe Altieri has been following this story, and he joins me now. Hey, Gabe.
Hey, Sarah.
So the arena may be closing?
Yeah, there's a danger of that. For a little background, back in June, the Chemung County Industrial Development Agency bought the arena. It was supposed to be a temporary thing, as it looked for a new owner. It found one, but didn't say who. Now the deal with that owner is in jeopardy, and the IDA is running out of money to keep the arena open. Mike Cruzan leads the IDA. He told the Star Gazette the group can only afford to support the building for another week before it would have to close the doors.
What's the disagreement with the city?
Well, it's money. The arena needs significant upgrades. The new owner will do some of that, but not all. One piece of equipment that needs upgrading is an ice plant. That will cost $1.5 million. Ooh. The plan was to split the cost of that ice plant evenly between Elmira and the Chemung IDA. Elmira was asked to pay another $700,000 due at the end of the Elmira Jackals hockey season. The Jackals play their home games at the arena. I spoke to Elmira City Manager Michael Collins today. He told me the city never agreed to pay those costs, only to talk about it. And then the city council decided not to pay either, and that's why they're in trouble now.
Why did the city not want to pay the money?
Well, Elmira's in financial trouble. It had to make significant cuts to its budget this year just to break even. Collins told me today he suggested getting help from other towns and villages and Chemung County itself, but that suggestion was turned down.
What are some options to keep the building open?
Well, someone needs to step up. Either a deal with the new owner has to go through and that person pays the expenses, or the city or county has to have a change of heart and foot the bill.
You mentioned the Jackals earlier. What would happen to the team?
Well, it's important to note that the Jackals are also owned by the IDA. They're a package with the arena, so they would be sold together, too. If the arena closes, their season could end with a couple months left on the schedule.
If the arena does close, what else is affected downtown?
Well, Elmira won $10 million from the state to build up its downtown. When I spoke with Cruzan in December, he said keeping the arena open was crucial to the success of that revitalization.
The whole downtown revitalization piece can't afford an arena sitting in the middle of downtown that's dark. It just, you can't. I mean, you know, right as we're trying to make it more vibrant, make it more enjoyable, make it more livable and workable downtown, we're going to close the arena.
Elmira's been talking with developers and is supposed to submit a plan to the state at the end of the month.
So at what point does this debate end and Elmira have an empty arena?
Well, that's tough to say. It could go on a while depending on what happens next week.
Okay, Gabe, we'll keep an eye on this story in the next week. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks, Sarah.